me free. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? And this time did it feel like thunder?
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expecting to hand down a ruling today on Colorado's attempt at kicking Donald Trump off the ballot in that state. Colorado Supreme Court saying because of his involvement in the January 6th insurrection, Trump should be barred from the ballot. The UN warning that increasing numbers of children in Gaza are acutely malnourished. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge with more from Israel on continued attempts at getting aid delivered.
The U.S. conducting its first aid airdrop into Gaza this weekend, delivering 38,000 ready-to-eat meals. Amid increasing reports of children dying from a lack of food, UNICEF warning child deaths are likely to rapidly increase unless obstacles to humanitarian relief are immediately resolved. Israeli officials say they're working to ensure the aid does not end up in the hands of Hamas.
The Sierra Nevada mountains of California, scene of a big blizzard over the weekend, 7 feet of snow dumped in some areas. This is ABC News. You can't beat sand at the movies.
Dune 2 whips up a box office sandstorm.
This is a form of power that our world has not yet seen.
Denis Villeneuve's second installment of the sci-fi epic taking in an estimated $81.5 million, the biggest opening so far this year. The biopic Bob Marley, One Love, coming in a distant second to the tune of $7.4 million. The faith-based Ordinary Angels taking the third spot with another $3.9 million in its collection plate. Madam Web comes in fourth for a second week. The Chosen in limited release rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And All Alone at number one. Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark sinking a free throw, making her the all-time NCAA scoring leader. After the game,
people that are showing up and coming to our games, like, they really love the way our team plays. Like, they're cheering for everyone. Like, when Gabby makes a three, when Kate makes a three, like, you can just feel, like, the energy and the joy and the excitement that our team plays with. And that's, like, that's contagious.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Janesville police officer is on administrative leave after fatally shooting a person Friday night. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says an officer shot a person who police say was armed and blockaded inside a house with two other people inside. As expected, Governor Tony Evers has vetoed three Republican-authored tax bills. In a statement Friday, Evers said the three measures totaling $800 million would have driven the state into insolvency and threatened services. Evers has twice previously vetoed tax cuts from Republicans. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says many migratory birds are returning to Wisconsin earlier than normal. The warmer winter weather in the state this season has gotten the migration for short-distance birds off to a fast start. The agency says birds are in sync with environmental cues and their access to food. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting up to 5% back is easy at Fleet Farm. Fleet Rewards members can earn up to 5% back on every purchase, in-store and online. The earnings stack up automatically. The more you buy, the more you earn. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. And Fleet Rewards membership is easy, so sign up now and start earning up to 5% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDM.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high right around 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine near 50. By Wednesday, clouds increasing with a high of 51. If you have issues with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193 is the number. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with Tom Brenner with Farmers for Health. There's a watershed event coming up next week, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here on the way. Right now, though, here's Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood. It's 9:06.
We didn't care if people stared. We'd make out in a crowd somewhere. Somebody'd tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't want to settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I want to feel that way again.
Style.
I felt bad 'cause you missed your flight, but that meant we had one more night.
Do you remember how it used to be? We turned out the lights and we didn't just sleep.
Remind me, baby, remind me.
Oh, so on fire, so in love. That look in your eyes that I miss so much.
Remind.
Baby, remind me. I wanna feel that way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Greg Paisley, Carrie Underwood, Remind Me 910, and this hour today in history, opening farm markets. Joining us right now, Tom Brenner with Farmers for Health as we talk about their upcoming watershed event. That watershed meeting is coming up next week, March 12th at 6 p.m., and that'll be at Club 10. And Tom, good morning, and thank you for joining us. Well, for those not familiar with the Farmers for Health group, just tell us a little bit about the group first.
Yeah, our watershed group was formed 5 or 6 years ago, and we are trying to use some DATCAP funds along with NRCS to help promote water quality, make people a little more aware of some of the issues that are going on in Pepin County and statewide, and try and come up with a long-term way to mitigate the effects of our groundwater quality problems.
And I know one of the things that the group does is you guys have a lot of different meetings, and that, and they were even talking about this at Commodity Classic last week of coming up with different ideas. You might have an idea that, hey, wait a minute, I could maybe use that on my farm to help with not only soil health but water quality, right?
Yeah. The more minds that get thrown at a problem, usually the better off you are. So our goal is just to bring as many farmers together as we can and try and get everybody on the same page and moving in a direction of water quality.
Do you know, Tom, how many folks how many farmers are part of the group? I know that might be off the top of your head. You may not know, but I mean, approximately how many farms?
Well, we have 8 regular farms coming to meetings right now. And with our cover crop program, we can contact about right around 20 people, 20 farms a year.
Wow.
which is a large range of acres.
And that program, that cover crop program, helps with, if I want to be a part of it, I can get some help from you guys to help with some of these cover crops, right?
Absolutely. That's what it's for. Living roots in the ground are pumping carbon into the ground and using fertilizer that's remaining from the previous crop applications. So We're trying to keep everything in the root zone, keep everything inside a plant, and from moving through to our groundwater or wash away on surface water.
And on your farm, what type of cover crops do you like to use? I know everybody's a little bit different. Depends on their operation, from what I understand.
Yeah, if you can have a little bit more diverse crop rotation, it opens up a lot of ideas for cover crops. The main cover crop that I use is cereal rye. It's sturdy and strong. You can plant it almost any time of year, and it's going to live. It's pretty tough to kill rye, but if you have some small grains in your rotation, you can get really diverse and get a lot of legumes in there, get a little more biomass built up for the next growing crop, and help with groundwater quality at the same time as building nutrients for your next crop. So it's,
which leads to less inputs on the back end of that.
That is a real bright spot in a cover crop program.
And now, like with the cereal rye, do you harvest that, or you just plow it under? And I know some guys want to try to use something they can use for like spring, early spring forage, especially if they're dairy farmers, while they're waiting for the alfalfa to get ready for first crop.
Yeah, it can be pretty versatile. I keep a small amount of acres for grain each year, but most of it gets terminated and planted into. So I would say most of the rye is really a true cover crop, and a small percentage is used for grain production.
Sure,
in Pepin County.
Now, do you actually sell that then?
I'm using most of it on my own.
Okay, so you can actually put that into your feed. Your
well,
feed?
I'm saving the seed for cover crop.
Okay, I get it.
There's quite a few farms around that offer rye seed, so it's pretty easy to access around here.
And it's pretty sturdy, huh?
Yeah.
Talking with Tom Brenner this morning with Farmers for Health. We're going to come up. We're going to talk about their upcoming event again. That's going to be on Tuesday, March 12th, at Club 10, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here coming up. First, though, David Lee Murphy, a little dust on the bottle, 9:15.
Creo Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I Dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade her ride. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over a bit close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with said good love. Well, it's like a fine wine, it keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle, 918. I'm Brian Winnikins. Tom Brenner joining us this morning with Farmers for Health. As we're going to talk a little bit about now their upcoming event, March 12th, 6 o'clock at Club 10. And it's a discussion on cover crop value and carbon markets. And so, Tom, tell us about this event coming up. What's going to be presented for area farmers?
Yeah, we have a guy named Mitchell Hora coming in out of Washington County, Iowa. And Mitchell has been involved in Washington County ag for his family for a couple generations now, and Washington County, Iowa is pretty progressive when it comes to cover crops. They're kind of like an island in Iowa where it's green all the time and it's not just corn and beans and black dirt. So through the years, Mitchell has really been involved in the cover crop world, and that got him connected with building a company called Continuum Ag. And Continuum Ag is on the forefront of the carbon market and what it can do for a farmer. So he's busy traveling around the country talking with representatives, senators, business insiders, and he is trying to perfect the formula to bring back to the farmer to get some bang for our bucks out of these carbon markets if it's going to be there. And that wouldn't have happened without his involvement starting in cover crops. So he's got a broad range of ideas when it comes to cover crops, and they've had a lot of success down there for a couple
really?
Generations.
Okay. And so I'm assuming then all the he's probably used all of them then. All the different varieties that he could use, from rye to
they're pretty
turnip radish, I think is what it's, and all of these different crops.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have a cover crop question, Mitchell Hora is likely going to have an answer for you on the spot. He's a pretty intelligent guy.
What's the biggest challenge that you think he's going to talk about for farmers wanting to do cover crops? Is it the timing? Is it the expense? Is it a combination thereof?
Well, I think the biggest question that he's starting to get is, how can I tell if this pays or not? And they've done a lot of experiments and measurements, and they've figured out, you know, what a cover crop is keeping back, what it's holding, and what it's releasing for the next crop, and when that is going to release for the next crop. So he can answer some pretty challenging questions, and the idea of what can I plant for a cover crop is a pretty basic question now, which I mean, he will field that readily.
Talking with Tom Brenner with Farmers for Health. Again, their upcoming workshop on Tuesday, March 12th, 6 o'clock, and that will be held at Club 10. And Tom, this is free admission for farmers that want to attend?
Yeah, show up. First come, first serve for the pizza there, and we'll have a nice meeting and a good time and learn something and have some fun with your neighbor farmers.
Did you want registration in advance just so you kind of know how many people are coming, if there's handouts and things like that?
No registration required. If you felt the need, you certainly can call in and register, but we're on a first come first serve basis for the pizza that's being served, and then the meeting's going to start. It's pretty low key, just casual, but the information is the best part of the meeting.
So again, it's Farmers for Health. They're hosting a workshop here coming up on March 12th, 6 p.m. Mitchell Hora is going to be the presenter, and talking a little bit about cover crop values and those carbon markets. And is that something you're looking at potentially for your farm down the road once we get all of this sustainable agriculture and carbon markets all kind of put together to try to use it as another revenue stream for the farm?
If it is actually a revenue stream, yes, but nobody really has any answers right now. You know, you can ask 10 different people and, well, you might get 10 different answers or the same answer of, I don't know.
Sounds like the federal milk market order. Just saying, oh, you know, but we won't start talking about that. But again, Farmers for Health holding their workshop here on the 12th, 6 o'clock at Club 10. You can also find out more at their Facebook page as well. Just do a search for Farmers for Health, a farmer-led watershed group, and you can find that on Facebook, and they'll have more information on that as well. Tom, well, again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Brian.
Tom Brenner with Farmers for Health. It's 9:23.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Boot Barn is committed to supporting those who uphold the Western way of life. Denim plays a major role as a robust material that holds strong in a rugged environment. Since 1947, the Wrangler Authentic Western Jeans have brought long-lasting denim to all who embrace the cowboy lifestyle. Boot Barn is proud to support this bold legacy, one that's just as as iconic now as it was then. Wrangler at Boot Barn.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. And now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw on back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did. Can't shoot me down, cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you wanna go. Baby, I'll do whatever you wanna do. On smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it should be cool if you did. Have a night that you'll never forget. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of comedy. Country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did. Yeah, it sure be cool if you did.
Turns to parting, I'm always first to leave. Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself to sleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting you, I never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not
loving you. Got down on my knees and asked the Lord above if He would only bring me the one I'm dreaming of. Begging to be taken back and swearing I'll be true has never crossed my mind, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost in love, not counting
for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve when well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Hardy and Truck Bed at 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder that the Durand Public Library will be holding another Music and Movement Story Time. This will be on March 12th, and that'll be from 10:30 till 11 at the library. And this is free and open to kids 18 months through 3 years of age. And it's even open to older siblings as well. Visit the Durand Public Library for more information. Well, let's run down today in history for this March 4th, rather. 1789, the Constitution of the United States goes into effect. Happy birthday to the state of Vermont, admitted on this date in 1791 as the 14th state. 1861, Abraham Lincoln inaugurated as the 16th president of the United States. That's when they used to do the inaugurations in March. Happy birthday to the AAA, the American Automobile Association. I've had to use those guys before. Founded on this date in 1901 in Chicago. 1933, Franklin Roosevelt pledged to lead the country out of the Great Depression during his inauguration speech. 1989, Time Incorporated and Warner Communications announced plans to merge to become the world's largest media and entertainment conglomerate, also known as Time Warner. Also, 1996, country singer and comedian Minnie Pearl passed away at the age of 84. In 2001, singer Glenn Hughes of the Village People passed away at the age of 50. He was the man in leather in the Village People group. In 2008, John Lennon was honored by ice cream maker Ben and Jerry's with the Imagine World Peace flavor. Interesting. All right. 2020, a new study confirmed that climate change made the 2020 Australian brush fire season worse. That study was published by the World Weather Attribution. And in 2022, 4-ton rocket debris crashed into the far side of the moon. While still unconfirmed, it was believed to be from China's 5T1 mission, which was the first unintentional collision with the moon. That's what happened on the state in history. Coming up, we're going to have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Elsevia Co-op.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Elsevia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Elsevia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. April milk steady at 1678. May down 6 at 1716. June down 3 to 1772. July steady at 1806. Meanwhile, live cattle markets higher in the nearbys, lower in deferreds on some profit taking in the market today. As April live cattle now up 7 cents to 188.52. March feeder cattle down $1.10 now to 251.87. Again, profit taking after the big gains last week. Hog markets moving mostly lower. Again, this is nothing more than a profit-taking setback after the big gains. Still expectations of increasing demand. April hogs now down 82 cents to 87.25. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all are moving mostly higher today. China's becoming a more aggressive buyer of soybeans, but from Brazil. But that could still help U.S. Prices as well. Today, funds were net buyers of corn, beans, and wheat last week. So we could be seeing some of that short covering happening in earnest with the funds. March corn up 6.5 to 418 and three quarters. New crop up 4 to 463 and a quarter. March beans up 11 and a quarter to 1154 and a half. New crop up 8 and a quarter to 1148. Chicago wheat, March up 4 to 564 and May now up 6 to 563 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat May now up 10 and a half to 654 and a quarter. With markets, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high right around 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine near 50. By Wednesday, clouds increasing with a high of 51. If you have issues with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193 is the number. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. You'll always be the miracle that makes my life complete. And as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. Cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all a love as true as mine. There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles to school, uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high. Flying, or a newborn baby crying in the yard.
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got sold. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. You're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe, touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool, walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool, walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound, 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms.
put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for the down the road memories you're bound to make. And you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Kenny Chesney and Take Her Home. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder that there'll be a gospel bluegrass concert coming up this Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m., this will be at the Dunn County GOP headquarters in Menominee with four regional bands performing. Food and refreshments will also be served, and tickets will be available at the door. That's this Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m. up in Menominee. While a loose pig in two North Carolina towns became an internet celebrity. The pig was first spotted Wednesday in Wendell, North Carolina, just doing his thing, rooting around. And that made social media light up with videos and reports of the sightings as the pig wandered through various neighborhoods. The pig then ended up in Knightdale, North Carolina as well. Wake County Animal Control said officers were able to use social media and take the pig into custody after it made its way south to Eagle View Drive. The male pig, nicknamed Thanos, was taken to the animal center. They're now trying to find the pig's owner. State law requires them to auction the animal off if no one comes forward to claim him. Thanos the pig. No, I have two dogs. We're not getting a pig. No.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Been flying solo for so long, nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow, no bass, no guitar, no tambourine. and I found you like a melody. And you were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I wanna run down your wild dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans, and we'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we can take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying, we'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Old Dominion and one-man band. 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thanks to Tom Brenner from Farmers for Health for joining us this morning. If you missed our interview, it's now available on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab and you can find it there. Talking about the upcoming workshop on March 12th. There we go, at Club 10. So you can check that out again at our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Happy National Pound Cake Day today. The traditional recipe for pound cake makes a cake much larger than most of us can consume. It calls for a pound of each: flour, butter, eggs, and sugar, hence the name pound cake. In the United States, sour cream pound cake is a popular variation apart from the traditional pound cake recipe. Other variations include adding vanilla or almond flavoring or dried fruits. Wow. So, you know, oh, don't forget, I like extra whipped cream, please. Thank you. So have yourself a heap and help at a pound cake today on this National Pound Cake Day. National and world news from ABC Radio News is coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. We are going to be at the Eau Claire Farm Show over the next few days at the Chippewa Valley Expo Center in Eau Claire. So Dave DeLort will be filling in early, and then we'll be from the farm show tomorrow. And